sort this out of court. Council appeals to government over Aylesbury leaseholders as judge rules in its favour. Southwark Council has written to Secretary of State Sajid Javid, inviting him to resolve their Aylesbury estate regeneration legal battle outside of court. A hearing at the Royal Courts of Justice on January the 18th was the latest attempt by Southwark to overturn the government's rejection of a compulsory purchase order, CPO, of 8 remaining leaseholder flats. Southwark and the government have been locked in the legal battle since September to decide the fate of the leaseholders in Phase 1 of the estate, Chartridge, Tilton, Arklow and Brabham. Mr Javid denied permission for the CPO on the grounds that it would contravene leaseholders' human rights. The leaseholders had been offered compensation of less than £300,000 and some even below £250,000, which would force them to leave the area and find new homes. At the hearing last Thursday, His Honour Judge Collins gave Southwark the right to a judicial review and challenge Mr Javid's decision to reject the CPO. Now, the leader of Southwark Council, Council Peter John, has called on Mr Javid to resolve the dispute outside of court. Councillor John said, "I wrote to Sajid Javid last year, asking him to look again at his decision, but his response was effectively that he would see us in court." This week, a judge echoed our views that the decisions to date have been based in part on speculation and misunderstanding, and I would urge the Secretary of State to listen to this impartial view and meet with us to properly consider this important issue. His decision threatens the future of home building in London and across the country, and it deserves his full attention. We can also save the taxpayer considerable sums of money if we can resolve this without involving the courts. I have written to him to request an urgent meeting. Mr. Javid's staff have refused to comment on Councillor John's invitation. While Judge Collins' verdict fell in the council's favour, he commented sympathetically on the leaseholder situation, saying it should immediately be ameliorated or made better. After the hearing, Councillor Mark Williams, Southwark's Cabinet Member for Regeneration and New Homes, said, "We still have some way to go, but I am pleased that we now have the opportunity to remake our case and challenge the government's refusal to permit a CPO." One leaseholder, Judith Boss, told the news, "After reading the council's skeleton arguments before the hearing, I thought we had a problem. It's disappointing. If we had won today, the council would have had to negotiate with us for better deals. But this just delays it. Now they have another excuse not to negotiate with us." The 4 blocks in Phase 1 have already been emptied of 442 tenants and 33 other leaseholders. The plans for regenerating Phase 1 show some 800 homes will be built instead. Judge Collins said during yesterday's hearing that the forthcoming judicial review would be settled before the end of the legal term, which is understood to be early April. Southwark will now have until February 22nd to present their full case ahead of the judicial review. Housing campaigners from the 35% campaign are crowdfunding to pay for a barrister to represent the leaseholders in the upcoming hearing, and have raised £5,800 of their £7,000 target.